I wanted to reach out and thank all the supporters across the Brazos Valley and Senate District 5. I'm humbled and honored to serve them in the Senate and look forward to another 4 years.
And it is a great night, I know, for the Republican Party statewide in Texas. You're in Austin as we are speaking, about an hour away from, or an hour and a half away from having the opportunity to see the next governor-elect of Texas give his victory speech.
That's right. I'm down here at General Abbott's victory party, our governor-elect. You know, it's a new conservative era. In my opinion, I think it's also a conservative mandate. I hope what we've seen now, at least Texas-wide and I think nationally, is a repudiation of the liberal progressive agenda of President Obama and a validation of what's occurred in Texas in reference to growth in the economy and protection of our personal freedoms and liberties.
Have the opportunity to go through the celebratory process from the election, and then what do you expect to see take place between now and the start of the next legislative session?
Well, there's an ongoing Sunset Commission process that I'm a member of. There's also, of course, interim charges. I know the Senate caucus, the Republican caucus, will be having a two-day retreat and this upcoming weekend. So there's work that we're doing, and we'll continue to prepare for the upcoming session to make Texas a better place for families and citizens and communities of Texas.
What do you hope to be able to do also between now and January with the new leadership that will be taking place?
Well, I think there's going to be an effort to try to reach out and get to know each other. There's it's all the statewide being brand new, and the leadership also, of course, the Dan Patrick in the Senate. There's going to be some feeling out of how people assume their new duties and roles. And that's a trial and error period. We're going to settle into it, and we're going to get our work done this next session.
And we
this is a great night down here. The excitement is spectacular. There are TV trucks that are lining the block for Governor-elect Abbott and the other statewide elected officials.
And I know that you really hope that enthusiasm continues to maintain as you get into the nuts and bolts of the next legislative session.
Well, there's nothing like the enthusiasm of a victory night, but certainly I believe, it's a validation of the core principles, conservative principles, that have led Texas so well over the last 10 years. And, we look forward to continuing to work for the people of Texas. And I know General Abbott is very excited. I know Dan Patrick is, and I certainly am excited for the opportunity to serve.
I'm glad you brought yourself up, because I was going to add your name to that list if you weren't.
Oh, well, you certainly can add me to that list. I, of course, am very, again, humbled and honored to have the ability to serve the people of Texas, and especially Senate District 5.